Christmas Day.
Welcome to this Burlington Audio Podcast. We hope you will be encouraged and inspired in your faith as you listen to this message. We'd love to hear what you think. Please be in touch with us through the website. More information and many more podcasts are all at burlingtonbaptist.org.uk. Thanks for listening.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Christmas. My name's Claire. I would love you to tell your neighbour your favourite game to play at Christmas. Go. Who said bingo? Teacher's pet. Sleeping lions. Who said that? Genius. Okay. We played Race Across the World yesterday in our lounge. It was a really good game if you want a Christmas suggestion. You got a dead one. Staff team, get on with it. Oh, he's got that one. Okay. There should be enough for everybody to have a bingo sheet each. This is not a gambling game. There is no money involved, but there might be chocolates as a reward because it's Christmas. Okay, let's just let these guys out. So, you can't have chocolate till you win. Cheating. Come on, team. Katie, maybe you could just give these guys some help, giving a few out. Okay, we're going to play bingo together. I'm sure you know the rules, but let me tell you my rules, because they might be different to your rules, and we don't want any fights on Christmas Day. Okay, the rules are, I'm going to read you a Bible story. Cunningly placed in said Bible story will be some of these words. If you get a line, and it can be a straight line or a diagonal line, ooh, you can shout bingo and Sam will give you a sweet as a reward. Okay, so if you get a line, you can shout bingo and Sam will give you a sweet. If you get a full house, you can shout full house. That means everything on your bingo card and you can shout full house and Sam will also give you a sweet. Do you understand my rules? You can't shout full house yet. What have you got to do? You've got to listen. If you get a line, you can shout bingo. If you get all of them, you can shout full house. Has everybody got a bingo card? Has everyone got a pen? Is everybody ready? These guys haven't got bingo cards. They're coming. This could be carnage. To be carnage. Was it more carnage than Pass the Parcel last year? Not sure. Right. Are you ready? Yes, Claire. Everything was ready. The moment that God had been waiting for was here at last. God was coming to help his people, stuffing his love and light into the baby Jesus. Pens don't work. Scribble your pens. They're new pens. Brand new. Scribble your pens. Are you ready for the next bit? Or you're all scribbling. Get your pen working. When the baby arrived on earth, as silent as snowflakes fluttering in the night, no one was looking. The cows, the sheep, and the turkey were all asleep. The earth held its breath. In the darkness of the night, as the pigs were wrapped in blankets of hay, a baby boy was born. To a young mum, Mary and Joseph. Oh! Sam, you do have to verify. Fixed. Whole box, just one, Jay. Are you ready? this was so dramatic. Are you ready? To a young man, Mary and Joseph, who was a man of faith and a woman of praise. God gave the world his wonderful gift. Oh, no one else, only not a palace or a place fit for the king where roasted potatoes would be fed to the guests. Three of you. I mean, come on. Four of you. Brian, you got one too. Well done. Hang on. Bonnie, the founder. Oh, Abby. It's going carnage. Was roasted potatoes the one that got everyone? Okay. Emily, you'll be so proud. Right, let me go back. Roasted potatoes would be fed to their guests on fine tables. Oh, bingo on the front row, Sam. I'm making you run. Bingo on the front row. Yeah. Bingo. Still got loads to go, folks. Right. But he was born in a stable, a place of muck and animals. It was crackers. Hey! Bingo, sir. If you keep your hand up, Sam will find you. But Mary and Joseph placed their baby in a feeding trough, wrapped up like a Christmas pudding. Bingo. But not in foil, but hay. Poor Sam. Poor Sam. Keep your hand up until you've got a chocolate. Poor Sam. Right. I'm carrying on. I mean, Julie really wants her chocolate. Give the woman a chocolate. I'm carrying on. He looked so small. He looked so little. His mum, Mary, gazed in wonder at God's great gift. She thought it was chestnuts. If you've had a chocolate, you have to sit back down. How this baby son of God would grow up and change the world. But she believed in God, and she also believed the angel that had told her of his birth. Together, Mary and Joseph had named him Jesus, Emmanuel. Which means God has come to live with us. A good name to live with in the Middle East. Okay, we're keeping going. Jesus was here to sprout God's message of hope and light. God had sent Jesus to light the whole world up and lay out on the table, all of us are precious. All of us are loved. All of us have the right. Shh, that row is very, very loud. Okay, I'm carrying on. All of us are loved. I'm going to say it again. All of you are loved. Vows bingo at the back, Sam. Vows bingo at the back. You'll be pleased to know, Sam, we're on the last line. All of us are loved. I'm going to say it again. All of us have the right to hear this story. The story of God bringing joy to the world. Full house. Who's got a full house? You should all have a full house. What did I not say? Oh. Green space. Do thanks, Sam. jam. And if you haven't had a chocolate, if you haven't had a chocolate, raise your hand and he will bring you what is left. Jacob's definitely had a chocolate, Sam, just so you know. Yeah, and we've got Sam. Sam. Those are for the smaller people in the room. Well done, everybody. The story of Christmas told in bingo terms. If you would like it to play again at lunchtime, I will email it to you very happily. We've played lots of games over the years that help us understand the good news of Jesus. We've been waiting for today, haven't we? Together, we've been preparing ourselves, and it's here. Christmas Day is here. But it's very easy in all the waiting and all the fun and all the eating to forget the story of the baby Jesus, which is what we've just reminded ourselves of today. But we're going to read together something that was written about 800 years before Jesus came. We find it in Isaiah chapter 9, because they waited and waited for the Messiah to come. And we have waited and waited to hear that story told in bingo terms, haven't we? Yeah, all your life. But actually, it reminds us what we've been waiting for. What we really need is not more sprouts, not more food, not more presents. What we really need is to know the love of God through Jesus Christ. So will you read this together with me? Are you ready? The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. You're so well behaved. I want to remind us very quickly of just a couple of things that this says about Jesus, the one that we all need in our lives. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. We've been thinking a lot about light over Advent. Do go back over the podcast if you've missed any of them. But Isaiah, hundreds of years before Jesus was born, promised that there would be one who would come that would make everything make sense. One who would guide us and light up the way. So this Christmas, let's remember the one who lights up the paths for us. But also, as it says in verse 12, he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I wonder which one of those you need to know today. Let me tell you a little bit about each of those phrases. Wonderful Counselor means, well, wonderful in the dictionary says, so good it is beyond our understanding and comprehension. So Jesus is so good that we can't grasp how good he actually is because it's beyond our understanding and comprehension. But counselor means wise and trusted. So he is beyond our comprehension about how good he is, but he also is so wise and so trusted that we can put our lives in his hands because that is the safest place to be. What about mighty God? Well, in the Hebrew, that's El Shaddai, which means all powerful, all powerful. Jesus is all powerful. An everlasting father reminds us that he is our father, but he doesn't die or vacate that role in any way. He will always be our father. And Prince of Peace, Again, the Hebrew's helpful here. It means one who brings spiritual harmony and individual restoration for everyone who trusts him. He's not only the ruler of the world, he's here because he loves each and every one of us and longs to restore our relationships with God. So what have you been waiting for? This Christmas, let's remember what it's all about. It's about the fact that Jesus came and he was our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And he's the one who will light up the way. So in your celebrating today, why don't you think, which one of those this Christmas, which one of those names am I trusting in? Am I needing to know God as Prince of Peace this week? Am I wanting to know him as the wonderful counselor? Let's pray together as Julia comes up. Father God, thank you that you are the one we've been waiting for, because without you, life makes no sense. And in all the fun of today, may we know you as our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, our everlasting Father and Prince of Peace. May we know you as the light that came in the darkness. And in our celebrating, may we experience the light of your love.